You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. Where you call us up, we chit-chat for just a little bit, find out what you got going on this weekend, and then we play the game where we give you a category, and you'll have only 10 seconds to rattle off five examples of the category. This whole game is built around two things. A, just BSing with you, and then two, seeing how fast you can think on your feet. Mm-hmm. Our winner yesterday was Champagne. She won with five things you cannot take on a plane.
Which led into a whole discussion about peanut butter on airplanes, if I recall.
Yeah, she had a jar of peanut butter and a jar of jelly. She said they were both confiscated.
You know, just in case you want a little snack on the flight.
Yeah. Anyway, who's going to call and play today? We want to fill up every line because we're going into a weekend. We want to have a few laughs with you. So if you have a good sense of fun, good sense of humor, 303-691-1649. You do have to be at least 18 to be on the show with us. And we also ask if you have already been on a lot, just sit back for just a little bit. Let someone else have a shot at it today. But if you have not been on with us in the last month, gracious, call us. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. 303-691-1649. If you're put on hold, please be patient. We will be right back with you. And there's always a prize involved. Jeremy, yeah. What is the prize today?
You're especially going to want to call and play if you don't have any plans this weekend, because you're going to win a four-pack of tickets to see Disney's Winnie the Pooh at the Newman Center for the Performing Arts Gates Concert Hall. That is starting up today through the 13th. It's a new musical stage adaptation, and it includes all your favorite characters from the Winnie the Pooh franchise, like Winnie, Christopher Robin, Piglet, and Tigger. It's a captivating adventure for families of all ages.
Is Eeyore part of this, too?
I hope so.
Very good. All right, to the phones we go. And we are starting off with Katie. Good morning, Katie. Welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, Katie, we're great.
Well, we couldn't be better now that you've called. Yeah. What's going on in your world? Hey,
it's a big day today.
Why? Yeah.
Well, Jake is sitting in the back seat, and he's 11 on 11-11. He was born on 11-11-11. It's a big day.
What's his name?
Wow.
Jake.
Little Jake's turning 11. Did you tell him to make a wish at 11-11 today?
Yes, we already talked about that.
Did he say what his wish is going to be?
We're wishing for the Powerball next round.
At age 11, he's
won it.
He's already a money grubber at 11, cash. I see. Oh, okay.
What's the
to be on Rattle Off?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, yeah. It's paid off. You're the first one. Yeah. So it's called, what isn't it called, your magic birthday when it's the date and your age? So, like,
when I turn
30 on the 30th, and Jeremy can't have a magic birthday, I guess.
I've been 23 on the 23rd.
No, that's right.
When your golden birthday.
The golden. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
And then I always wondered if there was one for when you turn the age of the last two digits of your year, because that was mine this year.
Right.
Ah,
the last two digits of the year you're born is your age.
Right. That's special as
If you were born in 1999, you really got to
wait.
You know, you got to live a good life, man.
Take your multivitamins.
So he's hitting both today because he's 11 on 11-11. So he would hit the year and the day.
He's got all of them. Yeah. Right. He's got all of them in one. Man.
What does he want for his birthday?
Jake, what do you want for your birthday?
This wasn't discussed beforehand.
He wants a Jamar Chase card.
Oh.
Football card.
Oh, for the Bengals?
I hope he gets it, Katie.
I know how much you love football.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, who? I hope he gets it.
For the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm like, hockey, football? I don't know.
How does one just get a specific card? Do you have to go onto eBay to get it?
Ask Katie. Yeah, I'm sure she got it for him for his birthday.
It's kind of tricky, and you never know if they're actually authenticated. But
right,
you keep your fingers crossed and hope that nobody.
What does that run? How much would that cost?
I see right now. I see a Jamar Chase rookie card graded a 10, mint condition.
That's the one you want.
And they're asking about $27 for it.
Oh, that's not bad.
$27. Here's another one. That's a deal. Buy it now.
And here's a one where they're asking $2,100. $32, $69. Yeah, get that $27 one.
Yeah. That's a bargain.
Get that, Mom. Go get it now. So it's the first one that pops up on eBay, so you better get it as soon as you can, because now that I've talked about it, some
well,
jerk
will
go.
Well, it's too late now. It's his birthday today. What a sad birthday if he doesn't have the card.
I know, but she could say, happy birthday. I just ordered this card for you.
Well, he hasn't opened his presents yet, so.
Oh, so maybe you never know what's in there,
so
Dom.
So it's in there. Okay.
And it sounds like you paid more than $27 for it.
It sure does.
No comment.
You can tell us. Whisper. How much did you pay for it? Tell us.
Let's just say I have about as much experience with football cards as probably Jeremy does.
Okay, so zero experience.
So she paid through the nose. Okay.
She's like, I paid $600 for the one I got.
Hey, but you know, it's the golden birthday, so you do what you have
it's
to.
Right. Yes, exactly. You got to get spoiled.
Exactly. Well, that's fun. Where are you guys taking him for his birthday? Anything special that you're doing, like going out to dinner somewhere?
Well, let's see here. We're going to go play mini golf today. And his dad and sister, we're on our way to the airport right now because they are on their way to a tournament for my daughter this weekend. So they're kind of sad to miss. But we're going to make up for it. We actually might go skiing tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Okay, good.
Fun birthday.
Good.
Fun birthday.
All right, well, let's play some Rattle Off. Let's see if you can be a champion on Jake's birthday, okay?
Oh, boy. No pressure.
No, there's a lot of pressure.
Tons of pressure.
Tons of it. Tons.
Don't ask for football cards.
No, I'm not going to ask anything sports related. But what I am going to ask, I want you to know these can be real life, they can be fictional, they can be animated. It doesn't matter. I just need the names of five, and Jake can't help you, by the way. You're on your own. I need the names of five famous dogs, as in roof, roof. Five famous dogs, real, animated, fictional, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. 10 seconds, ready, and go.
Lassie, Cujo, Old Yeller, Scooby-Doo, and Clifford.
She rattled off five. What was the second one after Lassie?
You say Cujo?
Cujo.
Stephen King.
You're
right?
Winner! Hey, listen, a quick note to everyone who's on hold. Don't hang up. Some people already hung up. Don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. Don't hang up. I was also looking for a Snoopy. I thought there'd be a Snoopy.
Or Snoop.
Or Snoop Dogg.
Mr. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, double D.
That's right.
Double D. Listen, happy birthday to your boy. Thank you for listening to your boys in the morning, Katie, okay?
You guys are the best. Thanks for making our day even better.
Well, we try.
Thank you very much.
You hold on. Don't go away. Because Josh is going to come back and tell you about that prize. Well, that was kind of fun.
That was great.
Only two people continue to hold. The rest
what's up with
are
that?
Gonna be real sad when they find out that these two who hold are each getting $100.
Wow.
Sarah?
Sarah, who are you talking to?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my neighbor.
Oh, what's their deal?
Yeah. What are you yelling at them for?
I was picking up her daughter.
Oh, you were?
Does she want you to pick up her daughter, or do you just...
Yes. We don't have school today, so it's a play date.
Oh, play date. Yeah. Hooray.
Yeah. All right. I was just kidding about the $100, by the way.
She wasn't even listening, though.
She wasn't even listening.
Not even listening.
It's fine.
No, sorry, but I'll take it.
Nope, he was just goofing.
I was kidding. Hey, listen, I was talking earlier this morning about how I want to stage a tomato war, throwing tomatoes at each other, between Sarah's with an H and Sarah's without an H. Which one are you?
Without an H.
Oh, see, the one earlier this morning was the age. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I always tell my mom, I said, what were you thinking? It's not like people sit and say, hi, Sarah, and Sarah, ha. I mean, what's it matter?
Sarah, ha.
Wait a minute. So are you saying you're glad you don't have the H, or you wish you had the H?
No, but it's just a pain. Why do people sit and do that?
Add the extra letter?
No, but which do you want? Do you want the H, or are you happy without it?
I'm happy without it. I'm fine, but it's just a pain because you're always having to sit there and say, how do you spell your name, with an H or without?
Oh, yeah, you always have to explain which way it is.
Yeah.
It's just not cut and dry for you.
No.
Well, just go by your middle name.
Well, no, thank you.
What is it?
Tell us.
Marie.
What's wrong with Marie?
I'm not a Marie.
I'm not a Marie.
Really?
Not a Marie. No. We lived in England for 4 years, and over in England, Sarah's without an H are Sarah. Like Tara.
Right. Sarah.
Oh.
Sarah.
Yeah.
So which I kind of like.
When I first move over there, they would ask me, well, how do you say it? I'm like, well, what do you mean, how do you say it? It's Sarah.
You're all
like,
Sarah. Americanized.
Yeah,
Sarah.
But I like the sound of Sarah. I think that's cool.
Yeah, but that's not here, though.
No. So that is a difference of when you're over there. Then it makes it of, hey, if you don't put an H on, that makes sense. But.
Oh, I see. No. All right.
You have a very confusing name.
I like the way you say you're not a Marie. Jeremy's middle name is Dixon.
Dixon.
So he's totally. That's like him, man.
Yeah, no, that's, unless is he very serious? That's like a serious kind of uppity.
That's not what I was thinking.
No, that's not what he was just referring to the first four letters of my last name, middle name.
You gotta play along here. And then for me, my middle name is Antonio. Do you feel like I'm an Antonio?
No.
Yeah, no.
Antonio and Dixon in the morning.
Yeah, see, both of you need to sit there. Dixon would need to have a British accent, and Antonio, you got the Antonio and Banderas.
Yeah, he'd be like, hello, Sarah. Is it with a
more chit chat?
Is it with an H or no H? Yeah.
No more chit chat.
There you go.
Yes.
Come with me, Sarah.
Sarah.
There you go.
I will show you the.
Then I'd be happy to be without an H.
I will show you the secrets of the world, Sarah.
There you go.
That's really good, actually.
Yeah, that is.
Am I turning you on? That's what I want to know.
I'm turned on. I don't know if Sarah is.
Sarah.
Sarah is.
Sarah
I'm
Marie.
Wicked turned on right now.
I'll tell you this.
You
she's
go.
Sarah she called. I'll tell you that. Especially since we don't even have a prize for you.
We got nothing for you.
We just wanted to chat. So.
I know. She was good. I wouldn't have done well with the five dogs.
That's
I don't
right.
think I would have either. I probably would have froze.
It was easy. You'd figure it out. What are you doing for the play date today? Where are you guys going?
Oh, we're just taking a friend back to our house to play. Entertain my daughter so I can get some stuff done.
All right.
That's what it's all about, isn't
fun.
It? Just get my daughter out of my hair
right.
for at least an hour so I can get something done, for God's sake.
Keep her quiet.
Exactly. Yeah, and so they quit coming to you saying, will you play with me? Will you do this with me? And it's like, go play with your friend.
But you're going to
go
miss
play
that
with
one
friend.
Day, Sarah.
Yeah.
You're going to miss. There's going to come a day.
She'll be like,
really sad.
Mom, gross. Stay away from me.
When you're an empty nester, too.
And what you guys don't know right now is she's sitting here in my face trying to come in the front saying, drive, Mom, drive. But if I drive, there's dead zones in the neighborhood. Do you hear her?
Whoa, she sounds possessed.
Like she sounds like an evil.
No wonder you don't want to hang out with her.
Whoa, she got a devil child in the car with you.
They said that you sound like a devil child. Yeah, her friend is laughing.
Drive, Bob, drive.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
When your mother goes to sleep, we'll put a pillow over her head. Hey, Sarah, how old is that daughter of yours?
She's seven.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty evil. That's an evil time.
It really is.
Kid, so.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. Go a little to 12.
Yeah, 12 is the time. 12, 13. Yeah, you're right.
Then it's the exorcist time.
Listen, we're going to let you go on down the street with those two kids whose heads are spinning around.
Yeah, you stay safe, all right? Be safe today.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Don't go to sleep, Sara. Stay awake, okay?
Thanks, Antonio and Dixon.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
What a great call.
Oh, I enjoyed the hell out of that
I
call.
Love her.
And now we just got to hope that Patrick doesn't let us down flat, cool, high Patrick.
It's a Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick, my hopes are not high with Patrick. We're not expecting a lot from you, buddy.
Well, I was hoping to do the rattle off so I can add another W. I've won almost every radio contest on Miss 100.
Have you really?
Except rattle off. I haven't even played one yet.
Oh, man. Well, you don't get to today either.
No, you have to try again.
It is still it is still out of your grasp. So you've won the Mindbender and what, Boys Against the Girls?
I've done Boys Against the Girls, Mindbender. My kids did Big Brains in the Back Seat. And
my goodness.
Dude, you're a fan, man.
So do you only love us for the prizes, or do you like the show, too? I got to know.
Oh, I love the show. I've been listening since I was a little kid. Back when you were doing the Fridays where we come into the studio.
Yeah, live audience. And,
Yeah, live audience Friday, yeah. So we imported Tito's Tacos guacamole.
Oh, my God.
We should bring the feature back
just for the food. I want to rub my body in guacamole.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, it's like the best guacamole. It comes from Southern California. It's amazing.
Oh, man.
Really?
And we brought it last time we were on. That was years and years ago.
So you had a good time in the studio with us is what you're saying.
Loved it. Yeah, back when Jane was there and Jeremy was still trying to matter, you know, the whole thing.
When I was trying to matter. That's right.
Matter.
That's a very unique way of putting that, Patrick. Wow. Very unique way of putting that. You mean working my way up?
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah, exactly.
God, this has been funny half hour of calls.
Yeah,
I'll tell
it's
you.
Really man, good, Patrick. Man. You can go to hell. What are you doing this weekend?
It's a weekend with the kids. We go castle hunting. We go all over Colorado looking for castles.
No way. That's really neat.
Where'd you find the last castle?
We did in Colorado Springs, Manitou Castle.
Oh, okay.
That's really neat, man.
I got a buddy of mine who's a writer friend of mine, and he lives down in the Monument area. I don't want to say where. And he lives in a castle. His house looks like a castle, which is pretty cool.
That's really
Our last name is King, so the girls are really into castles and princesses.
Oh, yeah, you kind of have to, huh?
Did you name one of them like Rapunzel or something
Did
like that?
Did you name one of them Burger?
No, one's Diamond and the other's Charity.
Did you say diamonds?
Diamond and Charity?
Diamond. Yep.
Diamond King?
Yep.
Charity King?
Huh.
Yep.
Diamond and Charity.
Where'd you come up with Diamond?
Well.
We just really liked it. We heard it somewhere, and we just thought it was really fun.
Okay.
I like it, too.
Sure, it's great. That's a great
name.
It's
a good name.
Yep. And I know what you're thinking, and let me tell you, you'll never be poor.
You must have heard it. You must have heard it 100 times, huh?
God, that's hilarious. You knew exactly.
You knew
what
everybody's
we were
thinking it.
Yeah, you got like 2 million listeners right now.
Everyone's like Diamond and Charity.
She'll be financially secure the rest of her life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is. You know, you've got a great sense of humor, Patrick. We appreciate you calling. We hope you have a fun castle hunting weekend, okay?
We will. Thank you.
See you, man.
All right, buddy. Bye. Thanks for being on the show. I'm going to give Radloff today an A+.
Absolutely. Hilarious.
A+ today hilarious. For all the callers. great time. This is what we needed to get us off into the weekend, and you guys did it. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning here at Mix 100.